Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. CBB Chairman Wesley Growl.
Wow. Doesn't that make you proud to know what our checkoff dollars are doing and how they're being accomplished? I appreciated what Jill had to say, and to know that our self-help program is on the front lines like this every day, helping assure ongoing opportunities for our very way of life. For 25 years now, we have pooled our dollars to create a national bee promotion and information campaign with a tagline that is recognized by 86% of our consumers. And even the biggest corporations in this country envy, with exceptionally much larger budgets, envy the ability that we can have a tagline that is so recognizable by consumers. I know it sure makes me proud, not just as a producer investing in the program, but also in every one of you who volunteer your time to serve on the state beef councils, on the Federation of State Beef Councils, on the Beef Board, and on all of our contractor staffs. As our Beef Board CEO reminded us last time we met in Orlando, we are truly blessed. And as we officially kick off this cattle industry convention, I would remind each of you to keep in mind while you carry out your roles here this week. And I would also remind you to take full advantage of the opportunities that this gathering affords. Of course, we have a full load of chores to accomplish here, but the real core of our industry is our people. So enjoy renewing old friendships and forging new ones as we put our heads together to help make a difference for the future of our industry. It's all part of keeping our heritage alive for our children and grandchildren. It has been a rewarding experience to serve as chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board for the last 6 months. Even if it can be among the toughest volunteer jobs going, the rewards come in the form of the tremendous accomplishments of our checkoff programs and then the dedication that I've witnessed to those programs. One thing I can say with absolute certainty is that with the volunteer leaders of your beef checkoff program, they have worked tirelessly and passionately on behalf of all producers throughout the country. It is no secret that we have had, but more importantly, we have overcome some tremendous challenges during the last couple of years. And we are amid some changes in our industry and our beef checkoff program. Change is never easy, but it has a reputation for being a pretty strong catalyst for growth and progress. And if we are to meet the challenges of a competitive global economy and advocacy groups who would rather the beef industry not succeed, then we have to adapt to change where it's needed for the betterment of checkoff and the beef industry. And meeting these ongoing challenges starts with us here and now. So let's all pledge and take this journey together as an industry, and we'll have a darn good chance of reaching our destination in a better shape than it ever was before. So thank you in advance for what you are going to accomplish here in Nashville. I look forward to working with all of you to make sure that our checkout program continues to play a vital role in 2012 and beyond. Now here is a message from one of our own. You might just have heard of him.
This whole property that we got once upon a time was part of a coal mine. We took something that some folks would have said, you know, was absolutely worthless, and now we've got it producing food for people all around the world. It takes a lifetime to build a ranch, and that's kind of what we've been doing, and it's worked out pretty good for us. Good place to raise a family. My kids, you know, they've been here and have been in the cattle business since they were old enough to walk. We take a great deal of pride in what we do here. You know, beef's what we do. We're all pitching in together, and if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. You got to learn to do the dance with these cows. It's not something that happens overnight. It comes with experience, and it comes with a lot of passion and occasionally getting your butt kicked. You get to be pretty good at it, or you go find something else to do. There's no better job than one where you actually never go to work, and I don't think I've ever gone to work a day in my life because I absolutely love it. Most everything that we put into these cattle comes from either from this ranch or somewhere local. The fact that we produce beef from McDonald's, it's a big deal. They have a certain set of quality expectations that absolutely have to be met. You can't get taste without good quality. There's no way to cut corners on that. As a parent and now a grandparent, it's great to see those kids taking an active part in it. And one of these days, I'm going to ride off into sunset, and it'll be nice to know that somebody else will continue that tradition.